From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. The 24-year-old Colorado man the FBI arrested Saturday night as part of a terrorism investigation has allegedly admitted to having explosives training with Al-Qaeda. NPR's Dina Temple-Raston has more.
The FBI spent 3 days last week questioning a Denver-area shuttle bus driver named Najibullah Zazi. He was arrested alongside his father. Both were charged with lying to federal authorities. Another associate of Zazi's from Queens, New York, was also taken into custody for lying to FBI agents. NPR has learned through two law enforcement sources with direct knowledge of the case that seven other men linked to Zazi were arrested last week in New York. It's unclear what they've been charged with. But officials allege the men tried to rent a large U-Haul truck 2 weeks ago. When the FBI asked them about it, the men denied they tried to rent the truck. A manager at the U-Haul site allegedly identified the men from an FBI photograph. It's unclear whether law enforcement officials think the truck was supposed to be used in some kind of terrorist attack. Dina Temple-Raston, NPR News, New York.
In Washington state, authorities have recaptured a man deemed to be criminally insane. Philip Arnold Paul got away from the staff of a mental institution during a field trip last week. Police have taken him back into custody in South Central Washington, about 180 miles away from the Spokane County Fairgrounds, where he vanished last Thursday. New York Governor David Paterson says he will not withdraw from next year's gubernatorial race, despite reportedly being asked to by President Obama. Arun Venugopal, member station WNYC, reports.
Governor Paterson has been struggling with low poll ratings, and according to these latest reports, which all cite anonymous sources, the White House wants him to bow out of the race and let another Democrat contest his seat. The unnamed sources fret that Democrats could lose not just the governor's race, but some vulnerable congressional seats as well. Governor Paterson was in Harlem marching in the African American Day Parade, where he was surrounded by a massive group of reporters and cameramen.
As I said, I am running for office. I'm not going to discuss confidential conversations.
A possible alternate to Paterson in next year's race is fellow Democrat Andrew Cuomo, the state's popular attorney general. But the unnamed White House officials in the reports are equally focused on the Republican who might run, former New York City Mayor Rudy Giuliani. For NPR News, I'm Arun Venugopal in New York.
They've handed out television's highest awards in Los Angeles tonight. Major honors went to AMC's Mad Men. The show repeated as best drama series. And NBC's 30 Rock claimed its third straight comedy series trophy. Alex Baldwin won best actor in a comedy for 30 Rock. And John Cryer won best supporting comic actor for 2 1/2 Men.
I think I just stuck around for so long, they gave up. You know, they realized, you know, he's not going to leave us alone until he wins one of these things.
This is NPR News. Top Republicans don't appear to be impressed with President Obama's media blitz in support of a health care overhaul. House Minority Leader John Boehner of Ohio says President Obama backs a plan that would create a huge and expensive bureaucracy.
It's this big government plan that has some 51 new agencies, boards, commissions, mandates that is going to get in the way of delivering quality care.
Boehner said was speaking on NBC's Meet the Press. President Obama appeared in a series of interviews on the Sunday news shows. He said he's determined to see an overhaul pass Congress despite a lack of GOP support. A criminal case against former French presidential candidate and Prime Minister Dominique de Villepin is being called the trial of the decade. The trial stems from an alleged dirty tricks campaign launched against France's current president, Nicolas Sarkozy. Frank Browning has more.
It's a Baroque case involving a bank in Luxembourg, the French intelligence service, and of course, the dapper poet and former prime minister Dominique de Villepin, who was being groomed to succeed former French president Jacques Chirac. Formally called the Clearstream scandal, which concerned payments apparently made for Asian shipping deals, it centers around a list of names allegedly involved in Clearstream. One name on that list was Nicolas Sarkozy, who at the time was finance minister and was already edging out de Villepin as his party's presidential candidate. How Sarkozy's name was added to the list is at the core of the case, and is now accepted as a smear effort against him, including charges that de Villepin was behind it all. Villepin, who, if convicted, could be sent to prison, denies any involvement. For NPR News, I'm Frank Browning.
And I'm Giles Snyder. This is NPR News.